You've reached Curio Customer Service. My name is Cal. How can I help you today?
Hello? Hello? Is someone there? Is a human actually speaking to me?
Yes, ma'am?
Oh, my God. Just a second. Don't hang up. For the love of all that is holy, stay on the line.
I'm not going anywhere, ma'am.
I just have to pull over. Just let me get off the road.
Jeez, where'd you learn to drive, you lunatic?
Are you talking to me, ma'am?
No. Not unless you're driving that red Taurus that almost sideswiped me.
I am definitely not doing that. How about we just don't talk until you pull over somewhere safe?
But you'll stay on the line, right? Don't hang up.
I won't hang up.
Good. Because do you have any idea how long I've been listening to that horrible hold music? 3 hours and 45 minutes. I could have watched Titanic in the amount of time I've been on hold. No, that's way too relaxing of an example. You know what I actually could have done in the amount of time I've been on hold? I could have brushed my teeth, gotten dressed, painted my toenails, waited for them to dry, gone down the block and ordered a bad bagel and the wrong coffee, gotten into my car and driven all the way from Brooklyn to the middle of Jersey in traffic, so slow I nearly ripped my hair out. That's how long I've been on hold.
Those were extremely specific examples.
That's because they weren't examples. That's literally everything I did while I was actually on hold.
I gathered that.
Okay, there. Here I am. I pulled off the road. Hopefully I don't get axe murdered in this wasteland.
If you're somewhere unsafe, we can definitely...
No! No! Don't you dare suggest we wait another minute. I've been on hold for a lifetime. I'm practically 90 years old now, but I am getting my laptop out and turning my hotspot on, and we are fixing this website issue immediately.
All right. Do you want to start by telling me what the problem is?
Well, it's just one huge problem. You know, I used Curio because someone recommended it to me, and because every other website building service that I tried was awful. They all say that they're user-friendly and that no matter how little experience you have with that kind of thing, it's easy to build your site. But they lie. They're nothing but a hellscape. Literally, my version of hell is forever building my website. Choosing between fonts and minutely different background colors for all eternity. H-E double hockey sticks.
I see.
Did you just laugh at me?
I laughed with you. You're funny.
You know what's not funny? My dumpster fire of a website. No, this is so much worse than a dumpster fire. It is a garbage barge fire. Stop laughing, Cam.
Right. Sorry. Cal. My name is Cal. And I am here to help you. If you point me toward the issues your site is having, I promise we can fix them.
Well, for starters, it doesn't work. The whole thing.
Okay, can you give me your user ID? Once I get into your account, I should be able to help figure this out.
Oh, sure. It's, Big Cojones Vera 69.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
That would be because I mumbled it. Because it's ridiculously embarrassing, and when I came up with it, I never thought anyone would ever know about it except for me.
I promise I won't judge you.
Okay, fine. I'll say it again, but no laughing at me.
Deal.
It's Big Cojones Vera 69. I can feel you laughing at me.
I'm not. I swear. You just, caught me off guard. Would you mind spelling that out for me?
B-I-G-C-O-J-O-N-E-S. Stop laughing. V-E-R-A-6-9.
Okay. Just one second while I sync with your account.
I'm not a crazy person. I swear. It was just that starting a website for my business really made the whole thing feel real, and I needed a confidence boost. So what better way than to look at my username and remember that I've got big cojones?
Naturally, makes sense to me. And I assume your name is Vera?
Yes.